Yabeko Gengi Toy Yes Teach me the Hego Flatek Zemoa Hagaba Hego Vi Dutch me Gabi Higik Nung Ek Hep Si Ti Vomangwa Hoya Baga Hek Lode Begonge Quata Zemoa Hagwap Siki Pipin. And one of the things that I learned about DMT was that if you've ever had it, even just once, then you can have a dream. And in this dream, somebody will pull out a little glass pipe. And then it will happen. It will happen just like the real thing. Because there's a bug somewhere inside each and every one of us that gives you a look.
Les armes, les odeurs, le ciel. 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 Les armes, les odeurs, le ciel.
Les armes, les odeurs, le ciel. Can be done tomorrow morning.
Les armes.
Even at a shorter work week, we have millions of people in this country who are needed less or not at all in the marketplace. That is the reality. Now, we can lament that, or we can turn that into an opportunity. We just passed welfare reform legislation. I was just with the budget directors of the various states in Charleston last week, and they were asking, how do we prepare for welfare reform? And I'm sure it's going to be a subject of conversation here all through the week, correct? The fact is, we're now saying to people in every state, 2 years, get off welfare and get a job. And now I have elected officials coming to me and asking, well, what job do you think we're talking about here? You mayors, you city council people understand, because you're on the front line. You're going to take the brunt of this. You're at the center of this tremendous transition taking place. Now, in New York City, there's 7 unemployed for every menial job. Let's be very honest about what's going to happen over the next 2 to 5 years. If we don't address this tremendous change in the nature of work, we're going to have millions of people on the streets. And we're going to have political instability and social unrest unlike anything we've experienced in this century. How do we turn this around? We have to break the political paradigm. We continue to think in terms of market government, polar spectrum. We think of society as 2 sectors. If you're center to right, you vote for the marketplace. It will handle the problem. If you're center to left, you vote for government intervention to help handle the problem. The problem is neither of these 2 sectors can do it alone anymore. The marketplace is automating and globalizing and moving from mass to elite workforces. The government long tradition of being an employer of last resort is coming to an end. Governments are shrinking and downsizing. Short of depression, governments will not be an employer of last resort. If there's depression, government will do that. So if the marketplace is automating and globalizing and the government shrinking and downsizing in every country, what do we do with the millions of people who are not needed? Especially as each country drops the social net and says, get out there and get a job. Break the political paradigm and understand that the United States is not 2 sectors, it's 3. Once we understand that the United States has 3 sectors, not 2, we open up the door to a whole new way to rethink politics.
That resets the compass that tells you where you want to sail. Good luck. Thank you.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
The economy was pretty sick when we came into office. And as the doctor on the case, I'm pleased to report that the patient is not only out of bed, but back on the job.
We couldn't do it just by
saying
take
two aspirin and get a good night's sleep.
And they got them heavy shotguns in the trunk, sometimes riding right beside them.
Action on a number of sites.
Then they got a stick with steel in it.
Well,
for choking to death.
Extremism. I don't think they're
then
being
they
happy
got
until
mace.
The White House looks like a bird's nest.
And stun guns.
The,
Thank you, Mr.
What are they dealing with?
This
must be a jungle. This
they try to keep track of them, but federal grants are like rabbits. They multiply like crazy, and when they're out, you can't catch them.
Tomorrow, they'll have to face the guns.
And the courts of America and long sentences behind bars. And long sentences behind bars. But none of you should take out your frustration on your children. That is abuse. And if you abuse them, then you give the society the right to take them from you. And while I'm on that subject, in my conclusion, no man should be beating up a woman. That's wrong. That's
like
wrong, brother. That is wrong.
It's called the pattern.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if you have to beat a woman,
people have certain patterns. Like, do you ever get up in the morning?
I know they can get
okay.
upset sometimes.
I was just wondering. So everybody
but
has certain patterns that happens every day. You understand?
Shortcuts.
You have your pattern in the morning, you have your pattern in the afternoon.
And
when something happens
to
you, just pop you and interrupt your pattern. What happens?
And you know they got enough mouth to point it out. Yeah. And
it's
that's why you live it in their mouth like a dentist.
You. Come on, professor. I'm ugly.
You have to be wise.
All right, do you have the ability to feel shitty? Okay.
But they have crazy.
All right. How do you do it?
Because of the world we live in.
Hey.
Lord.
Pattern interrupt.
I mean,
it's. Could you?
Can you imagine a 7'2", 3"
All right. Is there anybody here that isn't following this? This is very, very basic and important.
And
I want everybody to understand what just happened. Did you see him go inside his mind? Did you see him start trying to cycle through some horseshit? I mean, it's not real. It's a hallucination.
We've got to learn to be much more respectful.
You got to have mind.
And I would like
playfully. I'll have
on this point.
I can't tell you.
And
can't
ask
tell.
You
anyway. Anchor it.
One of the great problems
so,
in the world today.
So what if every time you try to feel shitty, you have something do that? Well, let me ask you this. Try to feel shitty again. Come on, do it. It's a bad spot to feel shitty. He's in a... I want you to listen to the language, okay? That's the other thing. I want you to start listening to what people... No, it's not. I think it's accurate. I think it's exactly what was on top of your head. You know, not a bad spot. I can't see up that tall.
She's ready. It
all
has
right,
been
so,
laid. And we'll get to that here in just a little
right,
bit about what happened.
What almost happened to you. Because it didn't really. It was a hallucination. It's like all that other shit you do inside your head.
I catch myself.
Really? Both hands or just one? What happens? I gotta do this. All right, this is completely off topic, but we're gonna do it anyway. So when you have a bad feeling, the other you, the one over there, disassociation. Look at him. So how does it do? know exactly. I don't want to know what he says. I want to know, like, does he have this, like, first step where he makes a picture of it, and the second step where he feels it, and he has, like, shitty voices in his head, then somebody kicks him in the balls, wins him over, takes all his money. Well, so that, asking this, just real quickly, now the thought cycles? All right. Does it have a direction that it spins? You'd feel shitty greatly.
Steve, I haven't even spoken to Christina since the ball. Honestly. But don't you see? If I see her from time to time, then no one will suspect that you and me are...
Oh, so you're just using her?
Yeah, no. I mean...
She means nothing to you. Why didn't you tell me you were seeing her tonight? John, I can't stand it.
Okay. You want the truth, right? I wanted to see Christina tonight.
Great. So now I know.
Just listen, will you? You don't know. You don't know what it's like being me.
John.
I guess I went out with Christina tonight because... I needed to feel good about myself.
Did you?
All I felt that was that I was going through the motions. Holding her, kissing her, hoping we drive past Kevin and the gang so they can see me with the most beautiful girl in town. And she is. She's really... really like her.
Do you love her?
Stephen, I love you.
How do I know that?
Well, if it'll make you feel better, I won't see Christina anymore.
Johnny, don't you see that's not enough. I want to make you feel good about yourself. I want you to be proud of us, but you're not. You're ashamed to be seen with me. You don't want people to know we're friends. Come on, other people around. You don't want to talk to me.
I will.
Liar.
I will. Just one more chance. I'll prove I love you. Please. You need a shave.
I shaved last month.
And, so naturally my garden just looks like the rainforest jungle. I need a machete or something. So I need to spend some time outside, and I just feel like there are a lot of demands on my time suddenly when I had spent so much time alone and quiet and watching television and spacing out and grieving and mourning, and I needed to do that. It was really an important thing for me to do. I should have broke things off with Michael a long time ago, but I wasn't ready to, and I'm glad I didn't, because he and I have a richness between us that was developed through a lot of the sad times, and I'm not saying I would do it again the same way, but I don't regret it. It was... I'm where I am today because of it, and I guess I'm happy with where I am today. I love my house, and I'm sure you can imagine why. It's a tremendous comfort. It's a real extension of who I am. It just feels like an expression of my personality, and then to be able to surround myself with this place feels really positive.
It's not just our problem of getting justice, but it's the problem in the Middle East with the Israelis and the Palestinians. And if that problem doesn't get serious attention, it can engulf the whole world.
Good place. You may not understand what they place in there. You may not even see the symbol that stand for, that represent. You don't need to. You don't need to know what it is, but that it is. In your basket will be now many treasures and gifts, powers and strengths. In your Torahs will be much hope, dreams, visions, majesty, magnificence. That crystal will be there too. Hey, I thought it was in my safe place. Yeah, it's here too. And you're going to use that crystal for many of you to return, for some of you to go for the first time to your gate. To your gate. Taking your basket, your Torahs, your protection.
And for a while we did all right. Gradually, the institutions began to control expression once again, and it became necessary to institute the doctrine of fair use so that the original purpose of the framers of copyright in the United States, to promote the progress of science and the useful arts, would be served, because everybody knows that the reason for doing this is to spread ideas and expressions around as broadly as possible so that the ecosystem of mind and culture will be as rich as possible. We all profit from this, and everybody who designed copyright knew that. We all profit in non-material ways as well as material ways. Once again, I think we find ourselves in a condition where large institutions have come to use existing law and practice to take away from creators the ability to use and express their own works and to make what use of them they will.
The promise didn't fail. I failed. Humanity failed. I will protect the promise of my ego and destroy myself instead. Nobody would do that. Yes, you've done it in other lifetimes and already in this one. Because you see, when you realize, when you come to the fact that resources are not unlimited, rather than saying, the promise lied, you say, no. It is because of self-destructiveness and stupidity. And therefore humanity becomes self-destructive and stupid. That's the nature of humankind. You're self-destructive and stupid. When there isn't this greatest wealth, this unlimited consumption, rather than say the lie, admit the lie, you would rather say no. It is unlimited consumption, except for the greediness and the hostility. And humanity becomes greedy and hostile. I would rather believe that it is the inherent nature of man and woman that they are greedy and hostile. That's why everybody doesn't have everything. And when indeed the happiness was neither the greatest nor for the greatest number at all, rather than admit that doesn't work, that's not true, you'd rather say no, it's because of them, the elite, those that think they're better than me, like I think I'm better than them.
In the next century, virtually every country in the world, with the exception of communist countries, has three sectors. This is what we have forgotten in this century. There's the market sector, it creates market jobs and market capital. There's the government, it creates government jobs and government capital. Then there's the sprawling civil society, the not-for-profit organizations, the fraternal groups, the service groups, the advocacy groups, the church and secular groups, 1.4 million organizations. And they create social capital.
My job is going fine, and I've decided to go back to graduate school in the fall and take two more classes and then take a test, and then I'll have my master's degree. I realized I couldn't finish my thesis. I just didn't care about my topic anymore, and I couldn't motivate myself to go to a library on weekends.
And it put them, and more to the point, the public interest that is served by making certain that non-commercial distribution of works can take place without fear. Right now we are at a critical tipping point. What the institutions that presently claim to own intellectual property, the so-called content holders, are trying to do is to eliminate fair use. They see that the bottles in which they have been capturing expression are about to go away, and rather than allowing the library model to dominate, they want to have everybody in society pay for wine by the sip. There will be no free use if they get what they want. And there will be no capacity for me as an artist to be able to express myself freely, because they're going to try to grab everything that they can get their hands on.
Sure. Maybe the old man's right. So then, yeah, obviously by then you're beginning to catch on, I guess.
We're beginning to catch on. There was something drastic wrong. We went back to him, and we talked with him some more, and then he puts it on and says, we've got a very serious problem here.
I'll be a zippy soon. Not a zippy. 90.3. Regulated by the radio regulating structure. Sector of the matrix. There are guys zooming right here. New metaphysics. Newer than last week's. According to some men's measure, at any rate. Located in time space, of course. Very friendly. Keep us company.
Okay, what? He says, you came from the Eldridge here. We don't really know how you got here. But said the Eldridge is no longer in the harbor. Said it's in hyperspace.
A little hyperspace. Keep us company. interesting bedfellow. Can't live with it. I have no idea what other people are talking about without it. Station's now in Quadrophenia. You're getting parts C and D. If you don't have access to the other two parts, you should talk to your government representative. See what that gets you. Because we don't have to answer the phone. We're an organization that gets to roll over various issues, and you can't. It's kind of like a license to kill. 007. So, falling into a deep problem here. On this side.
Anna said it's creating this artificial bubble called hyperspace. A mathematician will understand what I'm talking about. And it's growing, and we don't know how big it will grow. And he says, we got to shut that equipment off. But he says, we can't do it from here.
I think that we are due for another grave revision of our views legally and ethically as a society in this matter, to rest away from the institutions and return to creators and to the audience the ability to express and also the ability to hear.
This is Trippy's Uniforms in regards to Gore-Tex postal pants we received in the got the order in today. If you're still interested in these, give us a call. I can mail them to you, or you can pick them up. Number here is 800-358-0525. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Hello, Adello. This is Trippy's Uniforms calling to let you know that we do have those rain pants in for you. Wasn't sure if you want us to put those back in stock or not. 508-755-4721.
People of African descent could transfigure such misery into joy and a sense of sustaining themselves against overwhelming odds. What a story, what a drama. Vicious theft from Africa. Pernicious passage to the New World America. Atrocious enslavement on ugly plantations. Yet in wooden churches on God-forsaken creeks, in makeshift churches, they would forge a connection with a biblical story.
Every child of God,
running for Jesus,
just like an Alamo.
The first great art created in America. The spirituals proclaiming the good news in bad news situations. Connecting the sense of self against a society that told them they were nobody and no one. Keeping on was the theme.
then the painful laughter of the grand arts. The blues themselves, the tragic comic sensibility of keeping on against the odds. Beam down so long to down, don't worry us no more and keeping on anyhow. Nothing like it in the world.
A rock and roll writer whose works were exposed to lavish fair use by Deadheads, who reproduced them at will for non-commercial purposes, and there was a strong ethical compunction against reproducing them or trading them with any commercial intent. It never served me anything but well. It was the best thing that could have happened to me in two regards. It spread my expressions further than I ever would have imagined, and it also served my economic purposes because it made The Grateful Dead popular as a book. So its fair use, I think, is practical, and it is necessary for society, and right now we are in a position where it is about to be lost.
Still not hold us back. We never allow misery to have the last word, even if all you can do is sing a song or a little moan. Or even crack a smile. Then the most sophisticated, the most refined art ever created, not just in America, but in the 20th century, jazz itself. European instruments, New World African sensibility, the fusion of finding your own voice but always in community, bouncing off against other voices to elevate the high quality of the collective performance of the quartet or the orchestra or the quintet or maybe just the solo. Too many geniuses to mention, but Armstrong and Ellington and Monk and Coltrane and Vaughan and Holiday will have to do.
Down the street the other day, and I met a friend coming my way. I said, "Dear, dear friend, where have you been?" She said, "I've been to a union meeting, and I'm going again." I said, "Dear, dear friend, what did you see?" And this is what she said to me.
It wasn't going to happen, and then I realized I could do this take-home test, whoop-de-doo, that's all essay, and I can write my way out of anything. So I'm going to, and it's open book. I mean, shit. So anyhow, I'm going to probably finish my master's next fall, but perhaps not until next spring. It kind of depends on, I have to take two more classes, and they only offer like three or four, so...
Mary Beth, let's talk a little bit about piracy. Okay, so it's always been considered fair use for someone to make a copy of their own CD to listen to in their car or wherever. And
Hillary Rosen doesn't think so last time.
The law's against her. It's generally allowed in society to sort of make a tape of something, give it to your mom or something like that. So it's not allowed to make.
Are you speaking as a lawyer? Or
just what I want to hear. I want to hear Mary Beth answer to this. So where is the boundary? The question is, Fair use is a big gray area. There's no bright line. We know that you can make a copy for yourself. It's generally accepted that you can make a copy, give it to your mom. But you can't make 100 copies, or you can't do anything for commercial purposes, generally. So where do we draw the boundary? Where? How do we set that? And where is it?
I'll just have to see what my choices are. And I went to see a career counselor, and he said that having a master's is going to earn me between $5,000 and $10,000 more a year, no matter what I do. So that alone was huge incentive to just finish it.
You can shut our system down so that it's apparent to us that the two systems locked up.
I think, you know, the beauty of fair use is that it's a doctrine that applies on a case-by-case situation. And it's a balancing of the equities. If you look at the way that it's set up, and we were talking about this earlier, whether or not it's an affirmative defense, it basically says that in certain circumstances, it may be fair to use either portions of a work, and in some cases, as in the Sony Betamax case, the whole work, if you balance the equities. But it's determined by a court after looking at the various factors.
Pull the Eldridge out into hyperspace, and this bubble is growing, and we don't know how big it'll get or how long this system may run before it breaks down.
And then rhythm and blues, mellow, the sharing of soothing sweetness. We thank Brother Derek Allen and his musical genius for providing contribution in the tradition of Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, Curtis Mayfield, Aretha Franklin, and so many innumerable others.
And we have both paid and volunteer work in this sector. You know that 10% of the entire paid workforce is now in the not-for-profit sector?
You're not turning me on at all.
I could give a fuck.
Society and mankind becomes elitist, separatist, alien from each other.
Whose pathways are so strange. When you offer the great woman your love, at the first step,
your body's crushed. Next, be ready to offer your head as her seat.
Be ready to orbit the lamp like a moth that flies into the light. To live in the deer as she runs for the hunter's paw. In the fish, in the partridge that swallows hot coals out of love for the moon. And that's better than any French surrealist line I've ever heard. In the partridge that swallows hot coals out of love for the moon. Like a bee trapped for life in the closing of the sweet flower mirror, has offered her life to the one she loves. She says, one lotus flower can swallow you whole. So thank you for listening so well to this.
He says, you got to go back there and shut off the equipment. I says, well, that's great. We don't know how we got here and how are we going to get back there.
Of course.
And he then sprung it on. He says, well, gentlemen, he says, here at Montauk, we have solved these problems. We can send you anywhere as we want. We're literally in this galaxy at any time we want.
Be both the return of the disaster or the return of the golden age, and they're inseparably entwined.
We're doing...
It poses a kind of a danger to Europe and hence to the United States.
Gripping, I tell you. Out of Newton. Where it all began, of course. Begins again. Repeat that again, but not all the way through. 90.3 FM. Regions of peddling third worlders in the galley. Whiplash is in the air. I got about 2.5 more hours in them, I think. On the landmass, northeast quadrant, western subdivision, of course. Can't get out of this freaking country alive. Most evil country in the world. What is this? The hate mother country, I believe. Always trying to get back with or with mom. Here in the harvest land, western direction. Home of OJ and 911, of course. Go hand in hand. Needless to say, I think it's a diagonal wound. Longer than it is deep. Like the Mississippi. Eric Geiserman, congenial host, bon vivant, man about town. ZBC. WZBC.org. Streaming 56 glimmering kilocalories of compressed semi-neutered audio just for you. And here in the radio, it's just compressed and compressed some more. And then it has static from the Balkans added in for a special value-added bonus just for your listeners in the radio. And NewMetaphysics.com and the French version over at studio475.com/NewMetaphysics. Get it compressed. But not radio compressed. Sub-CD quality audio file. But it still sounds damn good. In the old jukebox. MP3. Online.
Hey.
heavily involved in European economy and investment and so on. That means any kind of turbulence in the Balkans becomes what is called a humanitarian crisis. That's a technical term. It means it might threaten the interests of rich and powerful people.
I saw men and women. I saw children and babies. I saw many people sitting at a long table, working out big problems.
Same. We're doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Heading to the year 2000, worried about the end of the world, millennial madness. For a return to this lost golden age, a thousand years of peace and tranquility, whatever it is.
As courts decide cases, they give us guidance.
Wait a second, are you saying that every instance of fair use needs to be adjudicated?
No, I'm basically saying that that's how you determine what's fair use. Courts are the ones who draw the line. Courts are the ones who balance it, and based on how courts decide, we learn where those boundaries are.
Send you back to the effects of the others, and we will send you back, and you'll get back there. You will shut the equipment off any way you can, if you have to smash it, whatever you have to do.
All right, here's a question for you that I've always wondered about.
Okay.
Why did...
I'm the standard Montauk system, which generated a tunnel, you might say, in what normally appeared to be a solid wall, that created this tunnel about 8 feet in diameter, which would stand at the entrance when all the equipment was on, and it would literally suck you up and propel you to the point in space and time that they had set it for.
I saw people raising their hands. I saw people voting for higher wages. I saw people voting for shorter hours.
And you or an object, even a car, could be spit out at the far end, wherever that might be.
Go on, you can dance if you want. You can't contain yourself. You could heat gravy if you want. It's dark out. Rip that telephone pole next door with a chain deep into the night. It's a full moon tonight. I always love those. Big dose of plasma. Turn on the human media machine. Thank you.
I could always imagine what you were like in bed. No problems there. But I could never imagine dancing with you.
So I think I'll feel real proud of myself when I finish that, although I hate the program I'm in. I think I can grin and bear two more classes, and kind of the joke will be on them, because I'll be making $5,000 or $10,000 more a year, and ha ha ha. And I think what I've decided to go into when I finish doing what I'm doing is some kind of social service administration. I'm not particularly interested in, you know, doing anything real social worky per se on the front lines. That's not how my personality is best used. What I'd like to do would be to run the workings of the office that supports the social workers going out to find jobs for the displaced immigrants.
And that's how it's worked in the past. I don't think that any kind of the example that you used, which is, hey, I think that I got more out of making it available than not, is a choice that every artist can make. It's a choice that every composer can make. I've talked to various recording artists who have said, hey, I know that my fans have sites that are dedicated to our work, and I have mixed feelings about them. Well, that's a choice that an artist can make. Hey, I'm willing to give it away. I really don't care. Others do. I don't think that you can draw bright lines. The area where we've had some bright line drawing is in the education area, where parties have sat down and said, in a classroom setting, under limited circumstances, we agree that this is fair. So I do think that there is line drawing that can be made. Basically, the industry could sit down, or the artist could sit down and...
Presenting Cosmic Journey. One of the most revealing glimpses of just what the Pentagon knew about the existence of crash saucers and alien contact came in 1989 with the development of a top-secret project codenamed Cosmic Journey.
Cosmic Journey is a new experience in live entertainment.
Then comes hip-hop, the greatest creative breakthrough of the last 25 years of the younger generation, fusing linguistic virtuosity with rhythmic velocity, something unprecedented as well as the other earlier developments in the history of not just black music, 20th century music, modern music, all connected to struggle for freedom. The music soothes our bruises, it caresses our bruises, it attempts to give us a foretaste of the freedom we so deeply want, even if we can experience it only for a moment.
I saw people voting for safer working conditions. I saw smiles of satisfaction on
expectation. God dies because it expects in the future. You see him? You allow the thoughts pass, pass, pass. And not one of you is the guider. You both have to carry your own weight. Please, Coletti, what do you feel? No. I feel this. Coletti doesn't speak. I feel controlled and very angry that you won't speak. Coletti doesn't speak. I feel terrified. I feel angry. I am thinking of dying in this lifetime. Now I'm really angry with you. I feel violent toward you. Coletti speaks.
Dimension. This is something that no one should miss, and I guarantee you that millions and millions of people throughout the world will remember this for the rest of their life.
Its aim was to display to the public, by way of a traveling exhibition, the crashed craft and preserved alien bodies that the government had in its possession.
Union meeting was over. I was sitting at home.
I was sitting at home.
With my xylophone.
With my xylophone.
Say, if you buy a CD, obviously it's fair use to make a copy for your car because you purchased it. There is no economic harm. There's no case that has said that. Everybody does it. Nobody's been sued for doing that. So I think that part of how you draw your lines is what becomes acceptable behavior.
I want to put in a word regarding the choice argument, which is now the standard battlement behind which all of the institutions have decided to take refuge.
Thinking of tunes that I like to play.
Thinking of tunes that I like to play.
But I don't like playing alone.
But I don't like playing alone.
So I call some friends on the telephone.
So I called some friends on the telephone.
Because in this whole conference, we don't want it to be just talking. We want people to talk back and stuff. And I had read this out, and I didn't know how long it was going to be.
And they came over right away.
We have 10 minutes if you'd like to ask some questions. Yes. Sustained. That's a wonderful question. She says, how is the third body sustained? I think it's sustained first by ritual, though the ritual has a different purpose. It doesn't have the purpose of helping us with sorrow or grief. It has a purpose of giving thanks to God, so that the second body, the first words of gratitude are what did we say? Something like praise. And with the third body, it's the beautiful use of the word we. To say we over and over and over again. That's a ritual.
Well, don't ask me how they were calibrated to know where the average was or how to get there, but they literally dumped Duncan and myself on the deck.
So there you were. You all right. What did you see when you reappeared on that deck? What were the conditions?
What did we see when we reappeared on that deck? Complete pandemonium. There was all kinds of strange gaseous discharges or strange gaseous clouds on the deck of the ship. We found the control room, went in, closed the door behind us.
Wait, another question. Was there any way... anyway, for you to understand...
Considerations do not apply. Time does not exist as we know it in hyperspace. Consequently, the ship could have been there for weeks, for all we know.
Or years.
Speaking in terms of time as we know it here...
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
Different things. I guess Joe had his own. And he just wanted to get it over with as quick as possible.
I prepared myself, I prepared my family the best I could. I see the hurt in my father's face. It's just better to go ahead and get it over with. I know what I did was wrong, and I'm mad enough to admit it. 15. I took a life. Well, I was, when I took that life, I was prepared to pay with mine.
And speaking as somebody who is pro-choice in every possible regard I can imagine, it pains me deeply to have to say that I may not be pro-choice in this instance, because I'm thinking about the public interest. And I believe, you know, that real art or truly great work is something that is given to a person to express, and it belongs to humanity.
And they came over right away.
First came Grace with her stand-up bass.
First came Grace with her stand-up bass.
Then came Max with his tenor sax.
Then came Max with his...
The average time an inmate spends on death row is about 9 years. Everyone involved believes Gonzalez is a rare case, and his unexpected cooperation with the justice system has led to the quickest execution in Texas history.
Then came Max with his tenor sax.
Then...
A wild guess.
I don't want to. Okay, $5.
$5? What's wrong with you? How could you even... First of all, did you look at what it's made of? It's made of lamb's wool, for God's sakes. Here, read this.
Plus sizes unlimited.
I'll smack you.
Would be a perfect demonstration, which we've done over and over again, of showing how the time rate acceleration happens. We place one clock within the field, and then one clock outside of the field is a reference clock, and
sure,
it can show the divergence as the field is adjusted.
And how much divergence have you demonstrated?
Astrophotography, I decided why not try to take my camera to image the heavens. But the clincher for me is that I've sat across the table, as close as I am to you, from top military people who've confirmed the reality of this phenomenon to me. Why? Because I'm in an interesting position in society.
The date of the broadcast was 1939, and it seemed, came rather as a great surprise to us that a story, fine H.G. Wells' classic fantasy, the original for so many succeeding comic strips and adventure stories and novels, about a mythical invasion by monsters from the planet Mars, should have had so profound an effect upon radio listeners.
Came Max with his tenor sax.
The last to come were Alice and Mary with their bongo drums.
The last to come were Alice and Mary.
Have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack.
obviously the conditions had deteriorated severely.
Yes, they definitely had.
Darkness, it is a descent into hell, both visually and internally.
The second preparation is to look at what impedes.
With their bongo drums, you may be able to charge as the faucet through which that water comes.
Look at what stops you first.
And long sentences behind bars.
It's very specific. We've been able, again, we use the term reference time rate. That's the time rate, the rate at which time passes outside of the field.
Let us pull together, neighbors and friends. Let our circle of unity go around and around again, because a full circle never ends.
Within the field, we've been able to go up to 300%, an acceleration factor of 3.
We saw a few sailors there who were in total dismay and turmoil. We did not see anyone buried in the deck at that point.
From it, the second is what would impede you. Now, stop you. There's a difference here. This will keep me from getting there, the stops. But the impedance, that's a whole different grouping. What would impede me? What would cause me apprehension? I'm apprehensive about going to the beautiful unknown, about finding an empowered path. I like the idea. Oh, wow, beautiful, beautiful unknown. Oh, yeah. But yet, I'm apprehensive. Butterflies called anxiety, apprehension. I feel inhibition. My apprehensions and inhibitions, they can impede, not stop, but impede my experience of the beautiful unknown and the empowered path that waits for me there. Now, what we mean when we look at impedances would be, where are your vulnerability and weak vulnerabilities and weaknesses that would interfere with your experience? Now, some of you may know that right off the top. You may, on the tip of your tongue, know exactly what impedes you, what makes you feel apprehensive and inhibited in life, probably also play in your impedance to the beautiful unknown. If you don't know, if you don't have, I have no idea. May we suggest some places to look?
Newton, your time zone is taking names and kicking my ass, renaming myself afterwards. do it all over again. Metaphysics. Little weekly get together.
Well, that's where outreach, like to the business department, to look at the station, well, that's what they're talking business,
sort of reorganize the media a little bit.
Right, where you get
the inflammation of any prurient nature. Sort of cool that off. Round some corners. Help you get along in your world. Paid for by your government secret dollars. Sort of like saltpeter and the oatmeal for the inmates. Keep everything cool. Don't rile up anything. Buy U.S. savings bonds. Cash them in prematurely. Help the government.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sick of the union, so don't even try.
To some extent, all religious rituals in church say the word we over and over again. And also, I think that the ancients are right. It's sustained by not watching TV, not listening to pornography or whatever that is, not listening to crummy music. In elevators, you ruin the music Muzak box with your things like that. And the solitude, a lot of solitude, I think, for the third body. It's the most un-American of them all. Who else has a question they'd like to have misanswered? Anyone else? Yes, please.
She has a little mystery than that. Zero life, red salt, and search test, and that, right? You should have a lot of them, right?
Yes.
Well, because there ain't been a mailer in the moon, and I'm a hoose for zero. So there ain't enough goodness to do with the loops loose for this. The old earth that was in the zero clock, by the thing of the lights, called Vermin.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. So don't even try.
For proximity to your flow, but I don't think that it's right for you to hold from the public valuable goods that will enrich everybody.
Well, I would disagree. I think that what Congress did when it cast the balance was that deciding that the way that society is served by giving basically rights, which are then balanced by Congress with certain limitations, one of which is fair. Is served by giving basically authors certain economic rights, which are then balanced by Congress with certain limitations, one of which is fair use.
So you guys, obviously not wanting a lot of exposure, headed straight for the control room.
Right, and I might add, we...
one of the reasons why we have a limited term, unfortunately it's got very long, is
basically
that
unlimited.
Eventually it goes in the public domain for everyone to benefit.
On radiation suits, because we were warned that there might be severe radiation problems on board the ship. So we had on radiation suits, very much like they showed in the movie, The Philadelphia Experiment.
Which you cannot escape until it's over with.
I know even better than you can.
Okay.
Shortly thereafter, he picks up a woman
who, of course,
knows his true identity.
Part of his marine training only a few months before it defects to the Soviet Union. A Russian exam.
I can't believe it. Honey, it's 4:30 in the morning. I have five kids going to be awake in an hour.
I never knew a single man who was given a Russian test. Oswald was a radar operator. He'd have about as much use for Russian as a cat has for pajamas.
These books have gotten to your mind, Mr. Gerson.
And then this colonel, he makes it sound like nothing. He says Oswald did badly on his test. He got only two more Russian words right than wrong. Ha! It's like me saying touchdown, he is not very intelligent because I beat him 3 games out of 5 the last time we played chess.
What, are you going to stay up all night every night for what? So you'll be the only man in America that's read all 26 lines of the world?
I'll have to spell it out for you.
In contrast, people slaughter each other in Sierra Leone or southeastern Turkey or Colombia or whatever. It's not a humanitarian crisis because it doesn't threaten the interests of rich and powerful people. In fact, we're very often involved in it. The U.S. has been and continues to be quite willing to support dictators as long as they follow orders. Take Milosevic. I mean, in 1995, the Dayton Agreement was an agreement with Milosevic, which sold out the Kosovar Albanians. That's one of the reasons that their non-very powerful and impressive non-violent movement in Kosovo turned to violence. They recognized that the United States understands nothing but violence. We preferred Milosevic to the Rugova, the Albanian movement gave them nothing.
How about KLA, which we are now, actually, that's the only Albanian movement that we do support.
Well, that's not so clear. You know, up until very recently, the last few days, in fact, the U.S. was condemning the KLA as a very dangerous force, something like the Taliban, made up of Islamic fundamentalists, Albanian Stalinists.
I believe that a solution can be found to that problem, but I think the present leadership is making the problem worse.
Terrified to feel. I'm frightened of your violence. I'm frightened to feel this. I don't want to feel. I resent having to feel.
until there's their own image of themselves as almost invincible. They revel in doing things that you would say any sane person won't do, jumping out of an airplane at 35,000 feet in the night and then not opening your parachute until you're almost on the ground.
What we can do is jump out at altitude of 25,000 feet, 8 or 9 miles away, come in using a compass very quietly and land within 25 yards of a target.
The struggle goes on. The story must be told and retold. Every generation must be connected to that story to be linked to that struggle for freedom. Come with us as we unfold the story and lay bare the drama. And lay bare the drama. Lay bare the drama.
Josh, what's going on?
Well, Tuesday seemed to be quite hot.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Last Tuesday?
Yeah.
Time Live. Very cool stuff. Apple introducing QuickTime 6. And then delaying the
release. I just got up to 5:04. I mean, it's...
Well, they just delayed the release as well, so there's not much worries about that right
Here's
now.
Here's QuickTime 6. It's not here yet.
Yep.
Mackie
Nan had a really good article on here. Apple made 3 announcements today, which actually would have been Tuesday the 12th, at QuickTime Live, including QuickTime 6 with support for MPEG 4, QuickTime Broadcaster for live broadcasting, and a partnership for creating the world's first wireless content delivery network. And this is really cool stuff, actually.
Yeah, it does sound cool. I agree with you.
The preview of QuickTime 6 that good old Phil Schiller had at the QuickTime Live keynote with, it's got this support for the MPEG 4 playback and encoding, MPEG 2 playback, supports Flash 5, another quality, and performance enhancements, as well as AAC audio support with features such as Dolby signal processing, velocity engine acceleration, and BBR encoding. Although a public preview of QuickTime 6 is ready, it has been delayed, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit about what happened there. Apple,
please, because I didn't hear that.
Really?
I didn't hear this.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's quite interesting.
Okay.
Apple's also introduced QuickTime Streaming Server 4, which will provide native MPEG 4 streaming, native MPEG 4 audio streaming, a new interface, and improved skip protection.
Okay, I'm really excited about the MPEG 4 thing, but I'm not really excited about QuickTime Stream Server 4. You know why? Because we just finally got a lot of the bug. We're still working our butts through the QuickTime Streaming Server 3 thing here at the macOS Radio Network. Many of you noticed, by the way, and probably the vast majority of you are downloading the show now instead of listening to it live. Well, part of the reason you can't listen to it live is because too many people hit the server at the same time when we're broadcasting, and we get that, and there's not much we can do about that.
But I mean,
how long does it take now?
120 years.
Well, no, I mean if it's owned by an institution, if it's owned...
that Arafat would like to be a partner in the peace process, but he's not being given what he needs to rein in the extreme elements.
A lack of foundation. I don't know the true core of my power. I know love. And I know will, but they don't, you know, they don't really work together. I'm very loving sometimes, and I'm very willful at others. And when I'm willful, I realize, much to my chagrin, and to the pain and struggle of other people, I am not very loving.
and I realize that when I'm very loving, I'm mush. I have seem to have no backbone, no spine, no will whatsoever. I'm just in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to be, just I'm in love, I'm in love. Ah. But I have no sense of direction, no sense of will, no sense of design. A lack of foundation, or a lack of structure, rather withdrew us back up to that. I may lack lucidity, not so much in night dreaming, but by a capacity to understand metaphor. For see, the beautiful unknown speaks a language of metaphor. And if I can't see through the surface, the tangible, the concreteness of the information of the metaphor that I receive, I lack a lucidity. When in the beautiful unknown someone hands me an apple, I think it's time to eat. I think it's time to eat, rather than a time to gain a knowledge, to sustain, to expand and nurture. When in the beautiful unknown someone gives me a crown, I think I'm becoming royalty. And my mom and dad really were a prince and princess and gave me to these paupers to raise.
Kid, I didn't measure the caliber of my voice. But I'm going to find you, Lulu, baby. Only first, you're going to tell me something. His head bobbed against my arm and I loosened the hold enough so he could speak. Down at his feet, Howie Drago's head was leaking blood that had pooled in the dirt on the floor. And it was hard to tell if he was dead or alive. Who set up the hit on your old man at the piers last February? It was a question he never expected, and he fumbled for words. It was Otzi. He planned it. You could have told the Don, kiddo. I let him feel a nudge from the 357, and he tensed again.
I can't see beyond the tangibility. When in the beautiful unknown, I am told of how regal, how beautiful, how powerful. I cannot see through the boundary. I cannot see beyond the surface of that to understand what it really means.
Drug runners and so on. There were major stories about that from U.S. government sources. I remember that they keep changing their story.
Otzi was his pet, but the old Don had sensed a loosening of the bonds and prepared for the eventuality of being set up.
You're called on the phone by this Clay Bertrand and asked to fly to Dallas and be Lee Oswald's lawyer.
Right.
That's pretty important, Dean. You also told the FBI that when you met him, he's 6'2". Then you tell the commission he's 5'8".
Cheeseburgers, two large fries, two chocolate shakes, and one large Coke.
And some flapjacks.
Too early for flapjacks?
Oh,
a manslaughter in the first degree. But
I can see your point. I really loved Dark City so much last year, which really did deal with the implications of that strange world.
Historical evidence going back not just 50 years but hundreds of years of unusual phenomena. And then third, perhaps as important as anything else, new scientific papers that explain how this type of remarkable stuff is possible are now in print in the best physics journals out there. What's the pattern? I see the pattern.
Because it's cold out there today. It's cold out there every day. What is this? My adaptation. Not hard.
Okay.
I like to see a man of advancing years throwing caution to the wind. It's inspiring in a way.
My ears are not advancing as fast as you might think.
More coffee, hon?
Yeah, just keep it coming, please.
Sure thing.
Oh, geez, real nice. Just put that anywhere, pal.
Good save.
Don't you worry about cholesterol, lung cancer, love handles?
I don't worry about anything anymore.
What makes you so special? Everybody worries about something.
Well, that's exactly what makes me so special.
He could have even figured it out in advance. That lost money could do all sorts of things to family relationships. I eased the gun away from Ugo's skin and let it run down his back, pressing against his spine. His mind was wondering if he'd feel the shot, cursing himself for not wearing body armor, not knowing whether he'd die fast.
Inside the field, we've been able to stably go down to about 13.2% of the time rate, actually slowing the rate at which time passes.
A milky glow beyond it, and I looked back at her smile before I went through. It was older than Egypt now. The door slid silently shut behind me. There was nobody in the room. It was octagonal, draped in black velvet from floor to ceiling, with a high remote black ceiling that may have been of velvet too.
there are other things that we, you know, we're not at liberty to discuss because we're embarrassed. But that's not true. But I'm not ready to talk about. But we can't get right because of QuickTime Streaming Server 3 that we were able to get right with Streaming Server 2. So if 4 is more like 2, I'm okay. But if 4 is more like 3, then this is just going to be another... Yeah.
So that should prove interesting.
Now what do
we make them very
All right.
They also introduced QuickTime Broadcaster. Now, this thing's really cool, if you ask me. It's a software application that brings live broadcasting functions to any Mac.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Is this competition for Sorensen Broadcaster?
It sure sounds like it, if you ask me.
All right.
This thing, it offers support for the MPEG-4 encoding as well as all other QuickTime codecs. It's got live encoding with real-time previews.
Okay.
It's got the ability to record and hint in real time to the computer's hard disk for quick video on demand posting.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, there's support for all the QuickTime codecs. AppleScript support.
Okay.
The ability to create custom settings.
Please tell me it works with OS 9 as well as OS 10. I'll tell you why I'll tell you why I have that request in a moment. Go on.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm not answering. How's that?
Okay. That's fair. All right. That's fair.
Yeah. Did you get the answer there already?
Oh,
only
no.
Only available for OS 10, OS 10 server.
Okay. Here's why that's a big problem.
I know.
Because while all of our servers and stuff have already moved to OS 10, for those of you who don't know our setup here, we're actually broadcasting through Sorensen Broadcaster on a Power Mac 7600 running OS 9. So.
The old reliable.
Ouch.
Yeah, so there's that. But it's still pretty slick. It's actually a free thing.
Ouch.
Completely free.
In the middle of a coal black lusterless rug stood an octagonal white table, just large enough for two pairs of elbows, and in the middle of it, a milk-white globe on a black stand.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Beyond the mysterious mountains, beyond the mystical plain, certainly so, we would suggest here in this way. In the interior was the magic land, as so many of you know. In the interior, more than beautiful, the magic land. And there were these buttes, these towers, and upon them what were called the crystal cities. They weren't all made of crystal, but they were, seemed to be so. They looked as so. And in the midst of this, they rose up into the heavens as these gleaming, glorious pillars, as this sort of energy, as one might sense snow-capped peaks in this way. This, in the midst of a jungly forest, 100, 200 feet tall, this jungly forest in that ancient, this spire, this wonderful energy, this incredible lift, and amid its peak, and in its peak, a crystal city, perhaps of Lemurian healers, a crystal city of Lemurian teachers, perhaps this a crystal city of dreamers, or of witnesses, or of, and we would suggest here that a cathedral crystal, a consciousness in that sense of saying, look, this is where I began. My nature is to be working magic. My nature is to be working magic. And they come, my provenance, my tradition is out of Lemuria.
How does a man shrink like that, Dean?
They put the heat on my man, just like you're doing. I gave him anything that popped in my cabeza. Truth is, I never met the dude.
Oh, wonderful. One likes friends that have friends.
Indeed. I don't know what the cat looks like, but furthermore, I don't know where he's at. All I know is sometimes he sends me some cases. So one day he's on the phone talking to me about going to Dallas wrestling Oswald.
You ever speak to Oswald in Dallas?
Hell no. Like I told that Bertram cat right off.
Cashew piece?
This ain't my scene, man. I deal in Munich court. I'm a hacking nigga.
How the hell did your name get the warrant commission, Dean?
Like I told to the Washington boys, Bertram called that summer and asked me to help the kid upgrade his Marine discharge.
Well, I was led to believe that Mr. Bertram said that he would take care of any...
Oh, that's fine.
Hello, to whom am I speaking?
I'm Clay Burton. Whatever they owe, I'll guarantee.
There wasn't no conspiracy, Jim. If there were, why the hell didn't Bobby Kennedy prosecute it as Attorney General? He was his brother, for Christ's sake. How the fuck all those people could keep a secret like that, I don't know. It was Oswald. He was a fruit taker.
We
know he did this country.
Problem, Dean. I know you know who Clay Burton is, right?
To 15 people. It just gives us another capability of getting into some place where it's tight. The job is very dangerous. You're talking high altitudes, high winds, becoming lost, having malfunctions underneath your canopy. So many things can go wrong.
These are only feelings entities. They won't die you, but not feeling them will. And you've just got to keep remembering one thing. The fluff and the joy you are living within. And you get time warped. And the muck seems like it goes on forever. Because it is the muck that is coming up you have to look at. The light, you are that thing. So you're not even aware when you are in it because you are. And all of a sudden you look back and you think, this has been so wonderful.
This has also been delayed due to these MPEG-4 issues that I'll be getting to here in a moment.
So MPEG-4 is why QuickTime 6 isn't... gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, they've got to have that, though.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You can't have another version of QuickTime without MPEG-4.
Absolutely.
I agree.
This is an impressive demo display of the, quote, world's first live MPEG-4 broadcast over an airport wireless network using a mobile solution that included a DB camcorder and a titanium firebrick running QuickTime Broadcaster and QuickTime Streaming Server 4.
Holy smokes. And we've even gone below that, but when we go below that, we do run into some, I guess I'll say, not stability problems, maybe a easy way to put it.
Stability problems.
I don't even have to floss.
This time of year, Kathy, a lot of people are taking vacations or buying gifts for graduation, Father's Day.
Fine, even if it's against the law.
N%. In addition, 89 million Americans, one out of every two adults, gives 4 hours or more of their precious time to this sector, to some not-for-profit neighborhood organization every week.
That people went to the movies to see that kind of thing.
If you go back and look over the plots of film noir, you discover that more than a quarter of the total films have protagonists who identify themselves as war vets. And what he discovers when he comes back from the war is not a secure place in society, but rather quite the opposite.
Multiplied and magnified, the insecurity of modern man has been tragically demonstrated in a catastrophe of total war.
some certain few characters, not including Cretans, but rather an opposing force backing up narcotics, beginning with Big, or B.I.G., a dark-skinned creature of the night, a rather comical and elusive fellow who is a dedicated listener. Second is a creep freak who is an important and necessary inspirator of others. And last of the clergymen is a crazy Jay that tweaks and creep freaks. So Big and Creep Freak and Crazy Jay listen in the shadows of the McManus Meadows to the sounds of Gary Geiserman at WZBC 90.3 or email at GaryG4 at mac.com.
One sees it, in a sense, as the continuing experience of wartime trauma.
And there come my provenance, my tradition is out of Lemuria. Smokey, I am here to build a foundation, to whittle away, to cut away, to strip away, layer by layer, the constricted, the negative, to peel away, as a sculptor would chisel the stone.
All right, so you can't scream at him, but after all he's done to you, you should still kind of stick it to him.
How do you propose I do that?
You stink pump.
Stink pump?
You take your hand, you stick it in your ass, like this. You've been walking all day, and you're also nervous, so no doubt you'll be sweaty as hell.
You should see yourself right now, a grown man with his hand down his pants.
Yeah, I probably look like my old man. There, now you shake hands with the guy. Hey, Mr. Svenning, how have you been?
What's the point?
You know how long it takes for that smell to come off? Scrub all you like, it'll stick around for at least 2 days. How does he explain it to his colleagues and family? They'll think he doesn't know how to wipe his ass properly.
Meanwhile, you yourself are left with a hand that smells like shit.
Small price to pay for the smiting. One's in these.
Oswald, he's a fruitcake. We know he's in this country.
Problem, Dean. I know you know who Clay Bertrand is, right? Now stop eating that damn crab meat a minute and listen. I'm aware of our friendship. But I want you to know I'm going to call you in front of the grand jury. You lie to the grand jury. You've been lying to me. I'm going to charge you with perjury. Right now, I took 9 judges on right here in New Orleans, Dino. I beat them all. So am I communicating with you?
Is this off the record, Daddy-O? Good. In that case, let me sum it up for you real quick. If I answer that question you keep asking, if I give you the name of the big enchilada, you know, then it's Bon Voyage Dino. I mean like permanent. I mean like a bullet in my head, you dig? You're a mouse fighting a gorilla. Kennedy's as dead as that crab meat. The government's still breathing. You want to line up with a dead man?
My lips, Dino. Either you dance into the grand jury with the real identity of Claire Bertrand, or your fat behind's going to the slammer. Now you dig me?
You're as crazy as your mama.
The light came from distance,
how I couldn't see. On either side of the table, there was a white octagonal stool, which was a smaller edition of the table. Over against one wall, there was one more such stool. There were no windows. There was nothing else in the room, nothing at all. On the walls, there was not even a light fixture.
The wretch, concentred all in self. Living shall forfeit fair renown, and doubly dying shall go down to the vile dust from whence he sprung, unwept, unhonored, and unsung, Sir Walter Scott. What, you don't like poetry?
I love poetry. I just thought that was Willard Scott. I was confused. You think I'm acting like this because I'm egocentric?
I know you're egocentric. It's your defining characteristic.
Are you guys ready? We better get going if we're going to stay ahead of the weather.
Thanks, Larry. Well, would you like a doggy bag?
No, I'm going to stay here and finish.
Went in the control room.
Slammed the door
partially off. But we found someplace axes, and we proceeded to smash every piece of equipment within sight.
This SEAL platoon and their two stacked Zodiac rafts, called a double duck, will use static line parachutes to be airdropped at sea from altitudes of less than 3,000 feet. Constantly preparing for war during peacetime is the ultimate challenge for SEAL leaders, but overestimating capabilities can be an inherent danger for aggressive men.
Tomorrow and you turn around because you've looked back and it hit you right in the face. I knew it was too good to be true. And you start the process over. How does it feel? Because in the beginning, it was the feeling that was birthed the sun that created the thought. Emotion is the passion that fuels. Thought is the passion that manifests, fueled by emotion.
Trace program. It's designed to disrupt your input-output carrier signal so we can pinpoint your location.
If there were other doors, I didn't see them. I looked back at the one by which I had come in. I couldn't see that either.
They were giving the press on the country of the KLA up until a very few days ago is that it's extremely dangerous Stalinist Islamic narco-trafficking type organization.
A brilliant scholar, well-versed in the subtleties of the Gemara and the complexities of the Kabbalah. Yet I remained a troubled man, bewildered about the course and purpose of my life. One evening, while contemplating suicide, I overheard two students speak fervently of the Tzaddik of Rome. Perhaps this famous wise man possessed the answers I needed. In any event, I decided to go and see for myself if the master's teachings justified his reputation.
Then an invisible door on the far side of the room slid open, and a man stepped through and the door closed behind him.
And psychologically satisfying thing you can do. Why? Because your energy is so focused and so concentrated in the moment, that feeling of being alive at the moment is most intense.
Can it survive?
Intermission. Adam Newton, WZBC. WZBC 90.3 FM. In the jargon. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. I'm not strapped to it, but if I leave it, the boomerang thing could get me. Better stay right here. WZBC.org. Screaming audio that knows no copyright law, or will acknowledge none, and goes forth and extends its interface, some kind of rhythm. Kind of like a reverse autopsy, if you have to have one. Metaphysics.com. Little time bubbles floating on the screen, coming in through the audio at this point, since you don't have the other adapter connectors yet. And studio475.com/newmetaphysics. And save the coupons.
Great city leveled by flying saucer monsters.
Ran out of novels a while back. Inhaling fumes makes sense of it all. Otherwise, just traveling a little bit of a strange handoff here. I got my hand on it, though.
The same kind of thing that's watched us since the beginning of the project.
People of Earth, attention. People of Spirit, attention.
Okay, let's arm this the group that we called a terrorist army just recently. After all, the United States has often done that. I mean, it did it in Nicaragua. It armed a murderous, brutal terrorist army and sent it in to attack civilian targets in Nicaragua.
Living in the cruelest, most evil imperialist centering area in the world right now, for its size. It's the OJ country. Just remember, the wound is longer than it is deep, but that's from the outside. Or maybe it's from askance. You know where you are.
You hated this town.
Well, it's beginning to grow on me.
The man walked straight to the table with his head down and sat on one of the octagonal stools and made a sweeping motion with one of the most beautiful hands I have ever seen.
What does that mean?
It means buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye.
Please be seated. Opposite me. Do not smoke and do not fidget. Try to relax completely. Now, how may I serve you?
He admitted Marriott had been a client, but shrugged off the question of how his own personal calling cards got inside Marriott's marijuana cigarette.
An image stays to build layer by layer a new foundation, a new base, a new floor. Not to resurrect the past, but to create something of the future. And therefore I take on this particular formation to be as obvious as I can. Cathedral, I remind you of Lemuria. Now, in this way, as one looks at it, and you can't see this, but as one looks at it, in the cursory evaluation you would have noticed. Now, in the deeper assessment, you're going to notice that there are all these wondrously etched triangular shapes upon this particular cathedral crystal. On so many of its faces, there are these etched triangles. This is a record keeper. This is a Lemurian record keeper. It's not classically an ancient one, but oh, is it ancient? And we would suggest it is a record keeper.
Now, these 12 chapters of Odysseus' voyage are not rendered in the order in which they come in the Odyssey.
The Pentagon enlisted the help of Bob Exler, a NASA mission specialist in robotics, who is also a respected UFO researcher. At a series of meetings in Washington in 1989, military officials set out their plans to Exler.
They were devising a variety of kiosks to show the history of the UFO sightings, UFOs associated with the space program, and of course aliens associated commonly with the abduction phenomena.
We were not known to be sharp broadcasters. We were lady disc jockeys.
The physical. You reverse the process and you become the purity of the emotion, the father, the creator, the manifestor.
Staring. These are excellent.
Bon appetit.
Hey, did you see the groundhog this morning?
Uh-huh. I never miss it.
What's your name?
Nancy Taylor. And you are?
What high school did you go to? High school.
Lincoln in Pittsburgh. Who are you?
Who was your 12th grade English teacher?
Are you kidding?
Swing bouncer to the right side. Easy play for Cora. Quickly flicks to Franco.
Thanks of electron tubes, some of the smaller pieces of equipment. We did not go after the generators of the large heavy equipment. We went after the control systems. And after we had chopped up enough of it, of course, the generators started to wind down because all the controls for them were off. At that point, with the generator starting to wind down, we knew that essentially it was over, so we put down the axes and went back out on deck and looked around.
What did you do for real money? Sit on your knee and sing French songs?
At that point, of course, we still couldn't see anything beyond the railing. It was still a hazy gray. But we did see two sailors buried in the steel deck. Literally buried.
Lucidity, and that makes me apprehensive. Makes me inhibited. I know that about me. It's hard for me to love beyond self. It's hard for me to love myself, but it's hard for me to love beyond self. I get all bound up in that, I know. Either I get very accountant-like, credits and debits, credits and debits, trying to keep the books, or I end up being always in debt, or always with lots of credit that nobody wants to pay. Yeah, I'm lousy at this loving my own self stuff. I don't do that very well. That makes me apprehensive. That makes me inhibited about the beautiful unknown. My passions aren't awake yet. I don't have a sense of my soul's call. I lack foundation. That's one thing that could impede, one place to look for what could impede you. A second is I lack structure. I haven't developed my temporal lobes. They don't have a sensitivity. Not that that's essential, but that may be. Again, I can't use my senses beyond the familiar. Imagination, balance, the unfamiliar senses elude me. And that makes me apprehensive when it comes to the beautiful unknown. Wisdom, okay. But it's not enchanted. I forget the dualities of wisdom. I see the bigger picture and forget about that current one, or see the current one and forget to step back and look at the bigger one. I got that about moving beyond logic and reason, but I abandon logic and reason too often. And therefore, I don't have a sense of wisdom, and my lack of wisdom makes me apprehensive. New horizons. It's hard for me to see opportunity. When I do, I feel sorry for myself, or feel jealous, or envy. Because I don't think I'll have it or get it. Potential. That's for other people. And so I seldom let myself open new windows. I seldom let myself get new information. I'll get more of the same. You need to be more powerful. Yeah, like I've only heard that for about 2.5 decades. You need to love more. Yeah, like I didn't know that. Tell me something I don't know. Except, you see, I don't have the structure to open new windows, so I now very seldom let myself learn something I don't know. I get very Socratic in the sense that I can only learn what has already been learned. What others know. And there's no room for knowledge that has never been known before in a Socratic philosophy, in a Socratic method. And whether you know who Socrates was or not, people still function. I can only know what's already known.
Pussy tells this story the way she talks. Since I didn't have any money, I had to prove to myself that I was rich, so I began to haunt clothing stores. What I wanted most was a black dress. Two pools sat in the middle of the store where I had once seen the black dress. One of them was smaller than the other. A man who was tall and thin was spooning black liquid into small vials, which he then gave to people to drink. Like ink, the liquid tainted whomever it entered. One of those who was infected was a girl with ebony hair. Inside the store, there was no natural time. One day or night, the tall, thin man saw a girl who resembled this ebony-haired one, whom he had infected to a T. For this reason, he fell in love with the black-haired girl. Fell so thoroughly in love that he stopped feeding people liquid. He left the store. He desired to go off with her for all that would remain of time. I was in that store. I didn't have any money nor any capability of earning money in an urban society, but I desired that black dress so badly that I walked off with it. I didn't run. I didn't want to make a spectacle of myself, of my guilt. Walked out of that store. This was how I began the occupation that I would later become. Stealing was part of the city. Every city is born and continually arises out from configurations of minds and desires. Every city is living. This city was patriarchal, or that which allows the existence of none but itself, for it had arisen and was arising only out of the irrational and moralistic bends of the mind. Patriarchal, it expressed its unbearability. Until now, the economic power had lain in white liberal hands. The new money was coming from the Hong Kong immigrant community. Many of the children of these close-knit families formed themselves into street gangs. In the lowest loins of the city, the boys engaged Hispanic and black gangs in as much violence as they could muster. The white liberals who hadn't as yet abandoned the city knew nothing of this because they did not wish to know all that was happening that lay outside their control in the city. So they pretended that they could control the gang warfare and pass laws which, they claimed, would put an end to violence, protect the kids. These laws defined the children who were members of gangs as hardened murderers, and so turned them into long-term criminals.
Mark into a page on this server / site where by this warning page is bypassed shall constitute an implicit acceptance of the foregoing terms herein set forth.
These are now, but not before, the Wade Boggs home run puts the Yankees up in front, 1-0 at the end of one.
Be some other interpretations, but it's there, and now it's all over the papers day in and day out, and the government then makes a decision not to go forward. I mean, that's so you're right, having all of this information in the public marketplace makes it harder and harder for the government to stop that train if it really feels in the end that it cannot prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. If it's really measuring that before it decides to go into it.
2 days to be exact, I'm still digesting.
Okay.
They were literally buried in the steel. The steel had intermingled molecularly with the flesh and bones of their bodies.
was smart. Therefore, they knew that I was smart. So they treated me fantastically, and every once in a while I came up with something intelligent for them to do.
And this was kind of another announcement here that Apple, Ericsson, and Sun Microsystems have announced a new partnership for delivering streaming media over wireless networks. The solution will enable network operators to deliver standardized multimedia content to a variety of wireless devices, including mobile phones and PDAs, leveraging Apple's QuickTime 6 for content creation and encoding, Sun software and systems for content distribution, and Ericsson's wireless infrastructure and services.
His kitchen preparing breakfast for Molly, she in the role of Calypso, that middle-aged nymph with whom Odysseus spent these years of coming to understand the female principle, but with the little nymph above the bed, which is where his real eye of address is turned.
Antagonist you're drinking.
How many grams of that stuff do you think you've already got in you? Two? Three? You could be working up one hell of a case of cancer with a truckload of anti-metabolites in
it. The Hinch Indians have been drinking that stuff for centuries, no special incidents of cancer.
Fuck the Hinch Indians. Now, you don't know anything about those mushrooms. Sounds to me like they have fantastic staying power.
We shot up at least 30 rats with that stuff. Some of them have a whopping load in them, and none of them have been noticeably affected.
Where are we going now? I thought we were going to get something to eat.
Well, Eddie wants to show me an isolation tank.
Isolation tank.
WZBC, out of Newton. On the landmass in the west, sun rising on the year of the west, just begun earlier this month. So we'll get to objectify. Objectify. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. I, American. Tourist class is good over here. In the FM. 1,000 watts attainment, modulated for your titillation. Be ZBC.org. Global Screaming, 56 click. Listening stereo. Almost like a... It's like a love object, kind of. kind of sparkly.
They cut his hand off and gave him an artificial one later. It's a standard type amputee. So we looked at all of this, and the total pandemonium among the sailors who were still, should I say, standing on deck. They were milling around with total non-recognition of anything about where they were.
So some of them didn't get buried or somehow avoided that. I wonder how.
Well, this is one of the problems we've tried to figure out since.
Thus, the search for all those who had been tainted began. Even though the urban arena was becoming more non-white than white, the liberal whites and other whites decided that those who had been infected must be destroyed as efficaciously as possible, lest evil spread her wings, the evil of all those who have drunk black. The search now. Soon the identities of all those who have been polluted will come to be known.
Conversations and communications are being moved to electronic channels, to digital channels. And to the extent that happens, it becomes exposed to easier interception. Mr. Easy.
This is part 5 of the Dharma Bums.
We don't have to say that we just tell it to kids and not to ourselves. Anyone else?
Could you tell us how the midbrain translates to these subtle bodies?
I beg your pardon?
Could you tell us how the midbrain translates to these subtle bodies?
I think there you should go to Joseph Chilton Pierce, his wonderful book, which is called The Magical Child Matured. And he's a marvelous popularizer in a way of very difficult scientific material, which he mixes with his own knowledge of child psychology. And he has a lot to say about the old brain, the midbrain, and the new brain. And I have it also in a book called the Beacon Press book called Leaping Poetry. It's a little book called Leaping Poetry, and it talks about the possibility that in poetry you're leaping from the old brain to the midbrain to the new brain back to the old brain and the new brain and this.
What happened to you that night proves that UFOs exist.
Not in the least. I think what we're going to find out now that the Cold War is over.
Very happy. That night, everything happened. Jaffe came, and then Coughlin came, and suddenly, we had wine, a mad party began in the cottage. It started off with Coughlin and me, drunk now, walking arm in arm down the main drag of town, carrying huge, almost impossibly huge flowers of some kind we'd found in a garden, and a new jug of wine, shouting haikus and hoos and satoris at everybody we saw in the street, and everybody was smiling at us. "Walked 5 miles carrying huge flour," yelled Coughlin. And I liked him now. He was deceptively scholarly-looking or fatty boom-boom-looking, but he was a real man. We went to visit some professor of the English department at the University of California we knew, and Coughlin left his shoes on the lawn and danced right into the astonished professor's house. In fact, frightened him somewhat.
We've got to come to some new ideas about life, okay? I'm not being facetious about abortion. It might be a real issue, it might not. It doesn't really matter to me, because what matters is, if you really believe in the sanctity of life, then you believe it for people of all ages. That's what I hate about this fucking child worship syndrome going on around. Take the children! Take the children! How many children were in the wake of... The children! Hey, what does that mean? They reach a certain age, they're off your fucking love list? Fuck your children. If that's the way you feel, fuck you with them. You either love people in general from all ages, or you shut the fuck up.
In a domestic situation,
now we start looking at each other again. We don't know what we're supposed to do. We don't know what's supposed to happen. We're too used to fighting. But we just don't know what to fight. You can feel the tension in the air.
Rights to privacy. This is a very political technology. What happens with government policy and cryptography will influence our civil liberties. Century. All of our conversations and communications are being moved to electronic channels. Channels. And to the extent that happens, it becomes exposed to easier by not just governments, but easier by not just governments, but businesses and or businesses and governments.
beside him were a pair of pruning shears. I could barely stifle my laughter.
To get the similar spectrum of textures.
That's going to be pretty cool, too.
That sounds like
what this is saying is if we get everything done, you can listen to our show on your phone or your PDA if you want to.
So think back to your childhood.
Yeah.
A little further. And how do you remember your mother?
At the sink. Rinsing things out constantly.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be at the sink saying things like, "Dear God, give me the strength to wash these brassieres." Things like that. But she was very depressed. But the only way you would cheer her up is you tell her you were going to a wake. Oh, she'd say, "Oh yeah, who died?" That would perk her up.
Coordinating the schedule for volunteer nurses to help keep cancer patients at home to die.
This for me is the truth of all life, that we are but the play of one energy, one conscious energy, one consciousness. And in this, we are all equal. One consciousness, one equality consciousness. And so it is in this awareness, the awareness of equality consciousness, that I welcome you in this moment.
Subconscious somehow. You know, I love actors who like to transform. You know, I like, there's something that, again, is part of the surreal thing of making a film, is like when you see somebody who's not the way they really are and acting in a certain way and being believable.
Doctor tells his story.
I really like oral sex, but I don't think that I could have just oral sex on its own. I've got to actually have penetration as well as oral sex.
Well, what kind of philosophy is this, Bill? I don't know yet. I'm chasing this philosophy like a hound. I don't know where it's heading. Trying to tree it, you know?
Who are you talking with your kids now? Who are you?
I'm me. It's true. Shut the fuck up. Quit thinking you're going to fucking make the world better by bringing more little fucking cabbages to the planet.
And they, we really all love one another. It was us in the trenches against the suits at NBC.
Right. Well, you're very blunt in the book about John Belushi's use of drugs. What was it like to have to manage someone who seemed pretty determined to mess up his life?
I don't know if you've ever been involved with anyone who did drugs. I hope not. I have, both personally and in business.
This is what we're looking at. What would make you apprehensive? Maybe you know, but you could look to the lack of foundation or the lack of structure. You could also look, thirdly, to your resistance to knowing the secrets. After all, what you're going to learn in the beautiful unknown are many secrets, many mysteries. And if I'm afraid of secrets and mysteries, I have a knee-jerk response that says all secrets are bad. I don't want to go where one has to look, into shadows, into prisons, into fortresses, into intimacy, into creativity. Even the positive places I'm leery to go to look for where secrets might be. I don't have a language. I don't have calibration to sense them. I don't have a framework to hold them. No. But also I have a bigger secret. I have the biggest secret.
That I found myself writing about stuff didn't make any difference to me. I don't think there's a, at least I haven't found one, a code by which one can translate experience into a drama. Mm-hmm. It's just, you got to start. My experience has been that one always starts like a complete idiot. At least I always did, saying it. I have no idea what this means. It's garbage. Doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't sound like a play to me. Oh hell! I've wasted one sheet of paper. I might as well waste another.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's not going to happen next week, but, you know. It would be kind of cool, though, to have people be able to listen to the macOS Radio Network on their cell phone.
Yeah.
Because I like to feel a man inside of me.
Still WZBC, hanging out till this damn show is over. Fed by the network. I mean the military network. It's not in your TV guides. New metaphysics with Gary Geiserman. Just making love to it. Roll it over on its back and
get to business.
Now, all this time, you've been watching a kind of a thing radiating out. But it says, you know, this isn't all I can do. And the rays start going dancing like this. And naturally, the sound starts going waving, too, as it comes out. And then the textures start varying themselves. And they say, well, you've been looking at this thing as I've been describing it so far in a flat dimension. Let's add a third dimension. It's going to come right at you now. See, this way. And meanwhile, it says it's not just that we're going to go yui like this. We're going to do little curly cues. We're going to go gidik-ka-choo, like this. And it says, well, that's just a beginning. We can go tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum, making squares and turns. And then suddenly you see in all the little details that become so intense that all kinds of little sub-figures are contained within what you thought were originally the main figures. And the sound starts going all different, amazing complexities of sound all over the place. And this thing's going, and you
amazing.
Think you've got to go out of your mind, and suddenly it turns
of sound
into
all over the place.
Why, us, sitting around here.
That fulfills me then. But I do like receiving a good toe job. That's quite nice, actually. Yes. Especially if you can, you know, be making love at the same time and with your toe in there. It's quite awkward, but it is possible.
We did a parachute type insertion in a wartime or in a conflict was in Grenada, and we lost 4 SEALs. Aliens had created. Here we have the same kind of thing where a fictional world has been brought out of nowhere and people believe it's real. And I felt it didn't bring me enough about it. But on the other hand, I like The Matrix just to look at it, just to sit there and look at it. That was okay with me.
The cast spent 4 months learning.
To cheat more, he has to go to the legal limit of the NBA rules. The frontal's great because if he looks to throw over top, this man here can intercept the basketball.
Why don't you try loving the people that are already fucking here, okay?
Is nothing less than worldwide socialism. The answer to the troubles that beset us is worldwide socialism. But on that road to that glorious goal, there are things we can do now. Now to break the back of this misery, which rests like a curse on people in every hamlet, in every city, and every town of America.
Can sometimes be confused by it because of what it looks like. But when you watch little kids play, you know, I always compare a grown-up S&M to Cops and Robbers and Cowboys and Indians. It is play. I mean, I think there's a reason why folks in the leather SM fetish community, which is just a horrible thing to say, sounds so unsexy to say that. There's a reason why they call what they do, they call it play.
I was shown photographic rendition that involved an actual, what appeared to be some form of an alien creature Typical to the gray aliens that have been referred to popularly in the publications and the press, the creature was encased in sort of a glass coffin-like structure that was being preserved. There was a lot of apparatus, tanks and so forth, probably some form of a cryogenic tank to preserve the body from decay.
As part of his indoctrination program, Exler was flown out to an offshore NORAD tracking facility. Traveling in unmarked black helicopters, they headed out 20 miles off the coast of Florida, landing on what looked like an oil rig.
As we got into this facility, we descended to an area that I would describe as sort of a mezzanine area, looking out over a control room. This was obviously a NORAD tracking facility. There was a huge screen. It represented an area of the southeast quadrant of the United States. Then there were a series of lights that were floating along sort of like the top of this grid area. There were five of them in all. We're labeled, by the way, on the screen as ASCs, and I heard someone make reference to alternative spacecraft. The craft went down into this grid, into this vortex area, and then dispersed. And no one seemed to be concerned at all.
This is your judgment, yes? It is, after all, your judgment. You are not aware of what is going on, yes? You do not give credence to their responsibility in this matter. How do you feel about it? Are you ashamed? I tell you this, it is a contract, my friend. This limitation was a chosen limitation. It is not something that was a curse. It was not done because there is a bad thing that was created here. There is a concordance here, a limitation on purpose, to create new life, to create the possibility of increased consciousness. This is what limitation is for. For in the compression of limitation, it is like the compressing of a spring. There is a sudden release, and new insight is created.
So I'd like to be a manager or an administrator for something like hospice or a homeless project or a battered women's thing. I saw this really interesting story on 2020 last night about a place that educates kids about divorce, who are going through divorce, and they have judges come in and talk to them, and they explain the terminology, and it just helps children survive divorce. I'd love to help run a program like that. Not that I necessarily want to work one-on-one with the kids, because I'm not sure that I have the emotional boundaries to not get real sucked into it. Plus, I don't have a counseling degree, which you really need to do something like that.
It seems to me that the major difficulty we have is people seem to make a decision against one form of domination while they continue to embrace other forms of domination.
Thank you.
instead of living for a future that never fucking comes. It doesn't exist. It ain't coming. There is no future. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. You're our future. The children are our future. There's no such thing, asshole. Take some mushrooms and squeegee your third fucking eye. Oh my God, there is only this moment. The argument doesn't work with me, Flapjack. Go back to your fucking Cracker Jack lifestyle, and I'll meet you at the evolution bell curve. I'll be sitting there a while. It's kind of a tortoise in the hare story. That's Bill waiting for people to catch up. We think science is gonna save us, Bill. Oh, fuck. Take mushrooms, folks, and squeegee your third fucking eye. Okay, TV has clouded it over, okay? TV is like taking black paint to your eye. Take mushrooms. What do you think, mushrooms were here by accident? You think it's a fucking accident? Mushrooms grow on cow shit? Where do you think the phrase "that's good shit" came from?
Sheriff's posse moved in to surround and capture the outlaw gang. Heavy gunfire echoed and re-echoed throughout the canyon. Spurts of orange flame laced the darkness of the night. The occasional hoarse cry of a frightened outlaw told that another lawman's bullet had found its mark. Then, as suddenly as it began, it was over. The outlaws who survived huddled in a small group, their empty guns on the ground, their hands in the air. A few moments later, they were bound and tied.
Well, Sheriff, I guess we just about cleaned them out. Bart Lynch is dead, and your men have the rest of them all tied up.
Yeah, you're right, Sheriff. And I've got a lot of apologizing to do. I sure made a big mistake.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
I don't know how I could have been so dumb.
Many white women have made a decision that they'll take courageous stands against sexism. But then they're not interested in racism. Many, many men of color have said, let's fight white supremacy, but they're not interested in sexism. And a whole bunch of us aren't interested in class. So it seems to me that the reason I'm interested in going back to that model of love is that it seems to me that the basic, simple decision to love is itself a decision to move against domination in all its forms.
Was really such an individual is only dramatizing this neurosis in the unique or characteristic form of their personality type. Other individuals, that's the more vital type, you see. Rather than being particularly emotional or particularly intellectual, tends to get very hyperactive, self-indulgent, and so on. Hoping thereby to achieve a certain kind of release or satisfaction and so forth, in an effort to solve a problem, a sense of disease, unhappiness, and so on.
Basically 95 uh-huh. years from publication.
Or 120 years.
If it's not published.
So roughly a century. So let me add, I would be...
Mary Bono wanted to extend it to infinity until somebody told her that infinity was not a period of time, and then she said, well, okay, how about infinity minus 1 year?
Gee, now, I heard that attributed
this is
to
off the topic, though. The length of copyright has absolutely nothing to do with what we're debating here today, and it's silly to get into that.
Let me return to the topic, then, because if fair use in the future looked like the fair use that our Registrar of Copyrights has described, I would be completely content. Well, perhaps not completely. I think that non-commercial use should per se not be infringement. But I will live under a fair use regime that is filled with gray areas and lines that must be determined by courts who look people in the eye and say, what were you really up to here? What I cannot live with is a world, the world that is the future for us, because Congress enacted last year what's called, I've heard some talk about it, Section 1201 of the Copyright Act, which says that if a content owner wraps a piece of encryption, any technological protection, it can be as weak as you like. It can be trivial. Anything wrapped around a copyrighted work. Once they do that, if you try to get around that wrapper without permission, you are liable for...
There was one really good sex session that I had with an old flame of mine, which is I hung off the top of a door frame and held the weight with my hands while my legs were around him, and I was like pulling myself up and down on top of him, which was really nice. He had my legs around his waist and was holding some of the weight. That was really nice. And
it's not actually infringement, but civil and possibly criminal liability. So now we do have a bright line in fair use. And that bright line is, once you put any kind of wrapper around content, there is no fair use anymore of any kind. And whether it be for reviews, whether it be for me to sample before I buy, whether it be to create a system that interoperates with Linux, whatever you may have. I wish we lived in a world where...
The record keeper and as such would have been the crystal of Lemurian witnesses, perhaps also of Lemurian healers, but most definitely of Lemurian witnesses. This crystal in that painting, in this form, it is not polished, in this form, in that particular regard, this one, it so happens in that way, worked with Lemurian witnesses, and in such working in that way, kept the records, the mysteries and the secrets of Lemuria, kept the records, the mysteries and secrets of Sirius, that in that way, out of which so much of Lemuria was born, kept the records in that particular regard. And this most wondrous piece in that way, once a part of a much larger crystal, as you can tell from this sire that is broken off, this sire that was splintered and separated from its core, this sire did not change self-healed as it is, in this particular regard, with its chevron pattern, we would suggest here, was broken off, and the times of Lemuria, not subsequent to that. It was packed with knowledge, which was common at the time that Lemuria was slipping into the mist, when its time was done, when it was retreating, not conquered, but retreating, and we would suggest this crystal packed with knowledge. It's a record keeper. It had kept the records of Sirius, it kept the records of Lemuria, it had kept the records of the witness to whom it served, lifetime after lifetime, serving witness and witness, passed down from one generation to another. And we would suggest in that way, when the times came that it was known that Lemuria would slip back into the mist, when it was time to go, this crystal selected in that way, broken free from its other, to be packed with knowledge, to be packed with wisdom, to be packed with the stories that it already told, and then to be carried from there away from the land, not to be this crystal deposited in the seas, but this crystal to be deposited in the caves, South American caves, certainly so, where it would be among many other crystals, where it would be just placed there among crystals that were already growing there, to teach those crystals, to work with those crystals, to help those crystals understand. And we would suggest here in this way, thus it was doing so, and now it comes into awakening. It comes into your world looking for its keeper, and it has found its keeper, certainly so already. But we would suggest here in that way, this, as you work with it, this, as you understand the nature of the crystal, that is, in this regard, a cathedral crystal, and therefore, by its very structure, telling you that it is rooted, most likely, in that of Lemuria. Whether it worked in Atlantis or not is another issue. That would be, you have to assess it and you work with it. But to the assessment of it in that regard, by its nature cathedral, by looking at its surfaces again, this time to see more clearly in that regard, by looking into it and working with its interior in this particular regard, looking into this crystal and working with it to see what is there, to look for gateways, to look for openings, to look for the energies in this particular regard, the smoky, the citrine, the smoky quality that is there to erode, the citrine quality in that regard hinted at to allow transcendence, to allow one to lift to its peaks in this particular way. We would suggest here that you work with it. And in that particular way, it doesn't come easily at first, but as you allow yourself to listen, as you allow yourself to talk to it, certainly so, but listen, as you allow yourself to work it, it will start revealing itself. It will start revealing itself. As you allow yourself to meditatively enter this crystal, and how one does that in that particular regard, holding it when it's of such a size, and notice how it fits so very neatly in this regard, how it fits so very neatly in the left hand in that particular way, to be held single-handedly in this way, or in both hands.